22 minutes now after 5, a very good morning to you. We're talking to the fact that South Africans collectively owe about 1.73 trillion in debt. And although there have been signs of improvement, the urge to splurge could cause more credit spikes this summer, which then makes it more important than ever for families to have those sometimes awkward money management chats. Danielle van Jorden, Head of Advice, Processes and Tools at Sanlam Personal Finance, and says that there's no reason to wait out the holidays before families and partners have the frank conversation around their spending preferences. A very good morning to you, Danielle. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation.
Good morning, Abs.
Yeah. Danielle, talking about it, I mean, like it or not, people are going to be spending over the festive season. So how would one then keep it minimal or even strike a balance?
Yes, I mean, we all, when we go on holiday, we want to do nice things and we want to spend time with the family. So definitely we do spend our money a little bit differently than we do it normally during the year. I think the most important thing is you need to be mindful about what you're spending. So don't just do things on the fly. Sit down in the beginning of the holiday and decide, what am I going to be spending my money on during the holiday? How much money do I want to spend and how much can I realistically afford to spend? And then look at the activities that you are planning for the holidays. Not everything needs to cost a lot of money, so rather look for things that you can do that is fun but is a bit cheaper. You won't say it today, but if it's a lovely sunny day in Cape Town, you don't have to go to an expensive restaurant. You can do a picnic, you can do a hike, you can go to the beach. There's lots of things to do that doesn't cost money. And similarly with gifts, you don't have to spend a lot of money on gifts. You can make things yourself. You can give of your time, babysitting services, or there's lots of nice things that you can do. And that is more meaningful for the person that receives it than just buying stuff.
Yeah. And talking about debt, though, if I do have debt, what would your advice be to me?
Yeah, so I think one needs to be careful over the holidays not to make more debt, and specifically not on day-to-day things like groceries and so on. But as you say, everybody in South Africa almost have more debt than they should have. So the holidays are more not the time when you're going to be reducing your debt, but try not to increase it. And then I think once we're outside of the holiday season, if you can, any month, pay off a little bit extra on your debt. It makes a huge difference if you can reduce the interest rate you're paying, and you can then reduce the time that you're paying your debt over. And then always, especially your expensive short-term debt, try to avoid it as far as can. We always talk about good debt and bad debt. So good debt is paying for my education and I may be having a loan for that. So it's something that will help me to earn more money in the long run because I can get a better job perhaps or something like that, or buying a house, a deposit, and then taking out a mortgage loan. Those are things that are building assets, either your personal capital or real hard assets. But the short-term loans, just every month buying food and so on debt, that is something that you need to try to get out of. And it can take a little bit of time, but with some planning, it is possible.
Danielle van Jorden is the Head of Advice, Processes and Tools at Sanlam Personal Finance. She says that there's no reason for you to wait out the holidays before families and partners have frank conversations around their spending preferences. As you know, it is silly season and people tend to spend more. Just talking to that very quickly, Danielle, how important is it to think ahead of January and February 2019 when one gets their December bonus?
It's very important. I think especially this time of year, you're very tempted to spend your bonus. And we know that in January, there's going to be a lot of extra expenses and there's always stuff to get through. So even before you get your bonus, sit down and think about what you need to do with it. Put away some of the money for January and February, also for your longer term savings goals. And then the moment that you get it, take away the money that you've decided that you're going to save and put it somewhere else. Don't leave it there in your account to tempt you. Also, the bit that you've decided that you're going to spend, that's fine, you can keep it. I think it's very naive to think that you're going to save everything. And it's right, you work hard for the money. You can use some of it on the family and having fun together. But don't do it with everything. And be mindful about what you do. I think the thing that's often scary, if you look at your own expenses, and you can see if you write it down for a few days, is the money that we spend that we don't even realize that we're spending. So a lot about being careful with your money and making sure that you're ready in Jan and Feb to face the new year is just being a bit more mindful about what you spend your money on. That quick cup of coffee or the something you quickly buy for the kids, especially your cash stuff, tend to run up very quickly, and the next thing you know, you've spent thousands of rand that was never even in your budget.
I do understand that, especially with the quick coffee and everything else. But Danielle, thank you so much for joining us on the show. But before we let you go, a quick word from you to the listeners.
Yes, I think talking about money is often difficult. But if we sit down and we have an open conversation, be frank with one another, we can really make it work. And that reduces the stress during the holiday so much if you don't have to also worry about the money and rather can focus on having fun and spending meaningful time with your family and your friends.
Danielle, thank you so much for joining us in conversation. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you so much. That is Danielle van Heerde, Head of Advice, Processes and Tools at Sanlam's Personal Finance.